Hello.
Yeah, hi, hello. Good evening, sir. This is Walter speaking. I'm calling from the Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
Oh.
Sir, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Richard?
That's him.
Richard, thank you very much. Richard, just to start, how many years have you worked in the man's area industry?
With the tile setters?
Yeah,
I'm retired now.
And how many years you worked?
30.
30 years? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your primary branch of the trade? Tile or marble?
Tile.
Tile.
Mm-hmm.
And on the last job that you worked on, were you, which is a foreman, junior level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, improver?
Just a general mechanic.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm retired.
You're retired? And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft?
I haven't been looking for work. I'm retired.
Right. Now, yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past years?
No, I don't do tile work at all anymore.
Right. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as they were in this time last year?
Not a lot of construction. I live out of the cities now, so there's not a lot of construction out here.
So it'll be the same number as this time last year, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Same.
Same? Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yeah.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployed than now? About the same or less unemployed than now?
More unemployed.
More than now? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you think, or do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
About the same.
About the same? Okay, wow. And now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? And I will start with dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat. Go ahead.
I don't know because I'm retired. I don't go on job sites any longer.
Have you asked? Now, as a yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. And I will start with union organizing. Is that a yes? Is that a no?
No.
Right. Political canvassing?
No.
No. And picketing? Is that a yes? Is that a no?
Pardon? What
picketing?
Was the last one?
Right.
No.
Picketing. Okay. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, nationally, or not?
I don't know. I'm not working. I haven't worked in 4 years, so.
Right. Wow. Now, changing the subject, right, to the world beyond the Union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you're least likely to get your news from. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you're the least likely to get your news from. And I will start with local TV news, programming, print or online newspapers, cable news, the internet or social media, radio, and friends and neighbors. What would be the number 1 for you, the most likely?
Cable news.
That'll be cable? Cable news?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What would be the number 2? Will be that TV news, programming, online or print newspapers,
radio,
social media, radio, and number 3.
I don't read the newspaper or watch local news, so that's about it.
We also have we will play
social media. Yeah, I see some on social media.
Right, then we put it right there, which is newspaper. Then we go for TV and
3 would be social media.
Right. Now, to continue, which cable network is your preferred news source? Fox News, MSNBC,
Fox News,
CNN, Fox News.
Fox News.
And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, healthcare, the environment, immigration, support for labor unions, jobs, and the economy, education, or something else?
The economy.
The economy. Now, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes, I've been hearing about that for 50 years.
So you have heard a lot about it. And
I know about the Bacon-Davis Act.
Perfect. Now, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. We say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all.
Somewhat important.
Right. And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Republican Party.
Republican Party. Wow. Okay. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Cell Yanis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the GM, Ford, and Cell Yanis, or the United Auto Workers?
I really don't have an opinion. I don't know enough about it.
No worries. And please indicate if you approve or disapprove on the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. And we will start with his job as president overall. Is that approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, disapprove strongly?
I don't approve at all. Disapprove strongly.
Disapprove strongly. And what about healthcare?
Disapprove strongly.
Immigration? The same, right? Disapprove strongly.
Yes, disapprove strongly. Because he's
right.
The one who screwed up all the wages for people.
Right. And I have to ask for the support for labor unions. That's disapproved strongly, too. What about...
I disapprove strongly anything he does. How's that?
Right. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? What
no.
do you think about that? No?
No, I don't. I don't disapprove. Pretty neutral
so
on
approve.
That.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve.
Right. Now, we're 72% complete, so we're almost there. But are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president or other offices in November 2024?
100% chance I'll vote in the elections.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom will you vote?
Donald Trump.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects their career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
No.
No? Okay. And turning back to BAC, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? That would be excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good? Okay. Now, we're almost done, but how will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, okay. Now, as your personal opinion, which is really important, how could the union best improve its representation and services?
What was that?
How could the union best improve its representation and service for you?
For me? Well,
yes.
Top.
Your opinion. Top, personal opinion.
Stop racing the freaking moving the goalposts. When they asked for something, yeah, they kind of, right before I retired, they asked for something, we gave it to them, and then they moved the goalpost, so it made it even harder to collect your retirement from the international.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's why they get a fair
right, right. And what do you think about the union's top priorities should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
The union should be working on training and helping create jobs and not supporting administration that's bringing in millions of illegal aliens that are going to make job wages go down.
Right, right.
They should
concentrate
on keeping the people there, getting their jobs.
Right. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would that be, which is a job site, union meeting, mail, email?
I don't look for any information from the union.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the
I don't hear. I don't hear from the union anymore. So I get a newspaper once a month, and I barely look at it.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for aesthetical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I'm a Republican, conservative.
Okay, and will you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong. Okay, and
mm-hmm.
just to make sure we have, which is a representative sample, what is your race? White Caucasian, Black African American?
White Caucasian.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just, guess your first name?
Richard.
Can I have your, guess your first name? Richard, thank you. Richard,
yeah.
You've been really nice. Thank you very much. This concludes, which is our survey. Your opinion is really important. Okay.
Okay.
Be safe, take care, have a good one. And thank you.
All right. Yep.
All right.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. What's up, my boy? You done? Tricky? You're going?